This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm with
Arvinda Braj
and Christine Wong.
We're talking about, Christine, what are we talking about?
We are talking about, would you consider hiring an assistant or secretary who works from home? Why or why not?
Let us know, 01878988899. Get us on Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. We've got some responses that we'll get to in just a moment. But first, we have an update from Bursa at break, courtesy of Arvind Yuvaraj.
Yeah, so it is down by 0.85% at 1,491 points. Active stocks include XOX Berhad, Kangra International Berhad, and Iris Corp Berhad. The ringgit is at 4.14 against the US dollar. It is at 2.97 against the Aussie dollar and 3.04 against the Sing dollar.
Thank you very much, Arv. Christine, what have we got then?
So on Instagram, we've got TCL Roland who says, not all the time. Some tasks require person-to-person communication. We've also got Jason LJY, who says, not difficult to communicate now that we have WhatsApp, etc. And speaking of WhatsApp, Maggie Best has come through with a message here. And she says, for bosses who expect their secretaries to bring them their hot coffee, cut their mangoes for their lunchtime dessert, or send their dirty laundry to the Dobie, their secretaries cannot be working from home away from the bosses. For employers who don't expect such tasks of their secretaries, then it may work out for this working from home arrangement.
Common sense, mm-hmm, right? Mm-hmm. Marv, what do you have?
We have the Twitter numbers. It is at 48%, so gone down slightly, at yes, they would hire, 35.8% at no, and 15.8% on for depends.
15.8% of you have said depends, but haven't told us what it depends on.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you that say it depends, please let us know what it depends on.
Mm-hmm.
We depend on a new story.
Yes.
Arvind, I'd like one. What have you got?
So this one's actually about AI, so not like an actual person. This is about, beings that exist inside a virtual world. So there is this new game coming out. It's a VR game. It's called Agents. It's very interesting. It's also very existential. And as someone who gets into an existential crisis every now and then, I don't know if I would play this game or put on a pair of goggles. But it literally says, if you could play God to an emerging artificial intelligence, would you, or better still, should you? That's literally the moral dilemma at the heart of Agents, which is an interactive dynamic film. So it's like a cinematic piece that blends virtual reality, gaming, and cinematic storytelling to let audiences influence a handful of evolving three-legged AI creatures known as agents. So the core artistic vision of this is to cause people to question humans' role in artificial intelligence and how we are developing them, how we are building them, and the sort of ethics of what we are doing to create machines that can, quote-unquote, think.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So these are virtually living creatures that are learning, and they're learning from us and what we are teaching them. And we decided to empathize with these creatures that didn't ask to be born. Like I said, existential crisis. So empathy is the key element of what makes Agents so impactful to the viewer and why many will find themselves returning to its infinite world, as put nicely by Mashable. So this article is from Mashable, Southeast Asia. And you can be present in their world where they can observe, interact, and learn from you. So in the process of building these agents, they've put up a screen that says that over 2,420,623 agents have died in the making of this film so far. So while you can sort of influence them and you can sort of teach them what to do, they might also cease to exist by not picking up the proper skills.
Mm-hmm.
Because at this stage, they are sort of lesser than insects in a way. They have no intelligence. And if you teach them the wrong things, they can just drop. And then you go on to the next three-legged thing to see how you would impact and influence them in their process and stuff, and how much you can teach them in their quote-unquote journey. So the creators of Agents say that VR is very important for studying and developing AI because in the future, you can actually share the same space as these creatures. So you're in their world. The viewer is quickly transported to an omnipresent entity to a planet inhabited by 5 agents. There is no gameplay goal here. There are no skills to level up or points to gain. What you can do is you can either observe the agents as they coo in their baby voice computer gibberish, or you can interfere in their world as an agent of change, picking them up to calm them and break up fights, or casting them off into the void below as punishment, all of which impacts their development.
I have so many things that I want to say about this, I think.
Yes.
Back in, I think, around 2001, there was a game launch called Black and White by Lionshead Studios, an English-based company, software development company. And it wasn't so much them developing AI in a virtual world. It was about you played you played God, essentially, right? And you controlled these creatures.
Yep.
And you, in the way in which you interacted with these creatures, essentially developed their behavior. So if you were nice to these creatures, they would be nice to your citizens, because these creatures acted like your voice and your hands on the planet that you were looking after.
Yep,
so there were these creatures, and there were also smaller creatures, if you like. So they were like your presence. And that was very interesting. I mean, I was fairly young when that was released, you know, and watching that and seeing how that could be manipulated. You know, you could be like this real evil character who created this monster, and it would run after your citizens and it would eat them and whatever. And I think as a young kid, that helped me develop in a funny kind of way, you know, my morals, as it were, not only just from my parents, but whatever, but a video game could help teach me that.
Oh, yeah.
I think this is very useful, perhaps for people who might struggle a little bit. I don't know. What do you think, Chris?
Where I'm at is that Tamagotchis exist.
Yeah.
This is essentially, to me, a more advanced version and a virtual reality-based version of a Tamagotchi. And I would like to ask everyone who's ever owned a Tamagotchi where it is now.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's probably dead.
In a drawer somewhere with the battery run out.
Yeah. So the problem is, I mean, or the difference is, if you leave a Tamagotchi to die, it just, if the battery runs out, the battery runs out.
Yeah.
In this game, since it's on servers and it is slightly open source, it could live indefinitely. So basically, in theory, because they are working with artificial intelligence and because the game itself is a machine that learns, even if you abandon it in 20 years, as long as it's on a server somewhere, the game's learning. So the artificial intelligence, the planet that they have created in this digital world exists.
Okay, right. So first and foremost, they are never living, right? We have to establish that. It's AI, it's software, it's not alive, and it will never be sentient. It will appear to us as though it is, but it isn't.
Oh, there's a whole other podcast to explore that.
I think I'm not even prepared for virtual responsibility, let alone real life responsibility. Mm. Thank you very
what
much.
What this software might do, it might learn to virtually feed itself, virtually replicate itself.
Yes.
But it will never be alive. I mean, you put a pair of goggles on and you might see a virtual representation in the form of pixels of what you have created in a very strange digital sense. But, you know, it can't really die and it can't really be alive. You're right, it's existential.
It's existential, right? So I think that's the whole point of this game, is to teach you like how much influence you have on the machines that you build, whether or not you think it's alive.
It's trying to make you emotional about the code that you created.
I was about to say, it's like the pixels are fake, but the emotion is real.
Yeah, especially if you've got a pair of VR goggles on.
Like the droids in Star Wars. Also, I want to point out that the people who designed the game, their names are Gagliano and Oppenheim. And the last time an Oppenheim... last time an Oppenheim was responsible for anything, it didn't go so well.
It didn't go so well at all. Go on.
We've got a response here on WhatsApp from Yao Yang, who says, just in line with our main question, which is the remote working assistant, I would definitely program my own personal secretary, would not hire one, though, it's expensive. Which, you know, you could probably negotiate that. Kudos to another fellow gamer that enjoys Black and White. Mm. They don't make games like those anymore.
Right.
Apparently they do, though, now. So,
agents,
look it up.
Black and White, Peter Molyneux, what happened to him? Right, time for a break. Music up next from the Eagles with Already Gone. You are tuned into Enterprise Biz Bytes here on BFM 89.9. When we come back, if you saw anything of the first US presidential debate, we have a few communication lessons that you might be able to have learned from that. We're going to take a short break. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.